Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to Get the Edge, a 7-day program to transform your life, your body, your emotions, your relationships, your finances, the whole enchilada. And I'm here to deliver for you. And in the next few days, you and I are going to become good friends, and it's my privilege to become your coach. I thank you for that opportunity. I want to start out right up front by telling you that you and I must be kindred souls because you're listening to tapes just like I did starting way back at 17. I've never stopped doing it. I've never stopped reading. I've never stopped learning because I'm always looking for the edge, and you must be too. Not the edge over other people. I'm talking about the life advantage, the advantage that allows you to see life and feel life from the peak, where you experience that joy and that passion, that juice for living, where your body feels that kind of energy, where you wake up in the morning, you can't wait to jump out of bed, and you don't want to go to bed at night because your life has so much that you enjoy. I want you to experience more of that. I'm sure you have some of that, or if you don't feel it right now, I can promise you, you will. And I can make that promise not through hyperbole, but I can make the promise because two things are true. Number one, I've done this for 25 years with people from 75 countries with 3 million people. And there's nothing you've gone through that I haven't seen. And I can show you how to make the shift. Not because I'm so smart, but because I have to be an idiot at this stage not to see that there are patterns in human behavior. There are certain things that if you do them, you're going to feel extraordinary. And if you do other things, you're going to be depressed and frustrated and overwhelmed. And all you have to do is see those patterns, but most of us don't have that privilege because we're busy spending our life, you know, making a living. You know, we start out really young. We have all these ideas and dreams and this excitement for our life, and gradually that wanes, doesn't it? Because after a while, you get disappointed. You have some failures, quote-unquote, some frustrations. People tell you, hey, you know, you're a bit naive to think this stuff could work out. Or lower your expectations. And the minute you do that, you've lost your life. What you have now is life as a job. Life is something that we go out and we do every day so we can start over and do it again instead of finding that juice that God gave us, that unique expression of ourselves that'll touch other people and make us feel like this life has a greater meaning than just the day-to-day stuff. And so we want to deliver on that in the next 7 days. That's a big promise, but it can happen. And the reason I believe it can happen is not only because I know my stuff, but you know yours. If you're listening to me right now, you're one of the few who do. You're not one of those people who settle. Everybody talks a great game, don't they? Oh, yeah, I'd like to transform my life. Sure, I'd like to be physically fit and energetic. I'd like to have more time with my kids, of course. Yes, I want to find that ideal person, or I want to put the juice back in my relationship. You know, of course I'd like to do well financially. I'd like to be financially free. Maybe I'll hit the lottery. Most people got great goals, great wishes is what they really have, but they have no plan. You know, hope will not get us what we want. If that's all it took, we'd all be rich, we'd all be thin, we'd all have the greatest relationships, and our kids would all be perfect. You know, we'd all feel this incredible connection with God every moment, but few people do. And it's the few that actually make it their focus and they take action upon it. So the fact that you're not just one of those people talking, but you took action, that's pretty unique. You're like me. I was willing to buy all these lousy tapes. I didn't even have the money, and I'd go out and get those things because something inside of me was not willing to settle for less than I could be. Something inside of me knew there was more, and I didn't want to live in despair anymore, and I didn't want to be embarrassed about my body, and I didn't want to feel like my life didn't have a real purpose. And so you're probably not where I was. I'm sure you're much further along than I was along that journey. Maybe you are where I am now, which is juiced about my life, and you're just looking for that extra advantage, those extra little tools that you can tweak things to take it to another level so you can enjoy even more and give even more to the people around you. But I can tell you this. I know you can succeed at this because you made it through your pessimism, skepticism, you know, stuff that really kills our faith. You know, people tell me all the time, oh, I'm skeptical about this kind of stuff. You know, I'm pessimistic. I say, no, you're gutless. You know, you're scared. Tell the truth. You're afraid to get your hopes up. I got it. I've been there too. You're afraid to get excited about something and then have it not work. So often that happens. But certain things work. There are laws of life. If you live them, you'll get results. If you sow, you'll reap. And the reason they work is because they've been modeled from people that have already made it happen. I've spent a quarter of a century with some of the most challenged people in the world, helping turn things around, and also some of the greatest leaders, leaders of the heart, people like Mother Teresa, God rest her soul, or a lady I got to know very well, Princess Diana. And I'm not telling you this to drop names. I'm telling you because I want you to realize I've had the privilege of connecting with people that uniquely inspired millions. I've also been around leaders of the head, brilliant brains in science and finance. I've coached now for more than 7 years on the top financial traders in the world, and I've literally had communication with him every day, 5 days a week for 7 years, And I watched him make $500 million in a day and helped him to coach him through changes along the way. Not just a pump up and motivation and positive thinking. If that's what you want from this, that's not what these 7 days are about, but strategy. Step-by-step things you do to be able to deal with real-life challenges and turn them around now. Step-by-step things you do to make sure you can enjoy the process while you're dealing with those inevitable challenges that we all have in our lives. So I know it'll work for you because you didn't just see the stuff. You got over your skepticism. You said, I'm willing to take a chance. And more importantly, now you're actually listening to it. You took the step of listening. That's a big step, frankly. You know, every journey, and this is a journey, I promise you, a great journey you've begun. But every journey begins with that first step. You know, the old adage they say, it's overused, but it's true. And the first step is listening. So if you got faith and you got the ability to take action, you have the ability to change anything in your life. And I don't know where you are right now. I don't know if you're in the most challenged time of your life or if you're in the victory period. But wherever you are, it can change with two things, consistent focus and consistent action. And I can promise you, I don't care how big the challenge is, you can turn it around. You know, at this stage of my life, I'm the guy that gets the call when the fire starts. You know, when all of a sudden the golfer had a 6-stroke advantage and he ended up losing by 4 strokes on national television. I mean, you don't want to get back up and go through that again. Or I get the call when a president is under fire and there's an impeachment hearing and somebody wants some strategy or conversation. Or a couple is in a position where they're trying to figure out what to do because their son or daughter is suicidal. Or on the positive side, you know, a rock and roll group says, you know what, we're feeling burnt out. We're succeeding. We're doing our best, but we're not enjoying it. You know, you got the tools here to help us be fulfilled. Step up and deliver, and it's a blast. Or I get people stop me every day to tell me these great stories of how they changed their body or their relationships or their finances or they started a company. Or sometimes I get the call just to celebrate. I just received a call a few days ago from a man who called me up and said, listen, I've been using your stuff for years. I've gone to all your seminars, listened to all your tapes. I was struggling like crazy. And in 7 years, I built this company. I just sold it for $120 million. I'd like you to come on my jet and celebrate with me. I thought, that's a nice call, right? But I've had so many experiences in so many different countries with so many different kinds of people. I mean, I've dealt with the kids in the South Bronx addicted to cocaine, and I dealt with the top CEOs in Hollywood addicted to cocaine. I mean, people's challenges are the same no matter where you go in the world, whether it's Southeast London, Tasmania, or California. You're going to see that human beings are the same. We have different beliefs, we have different rituals, but we have some of the same challenges, and the solutions that work for human beings are the same worldwide. Now, initially, I took all the things I've learned from all the people I've worked with, and obviously, while I was quote-unquote supposedly teaching them, I was learning from them. I was applying it to myself, and I made huge changes in my body and my emotions and my relationships and my finances. But you know what? Whenever you make a change and you make things better, you feel great for a while, and then pretty soon there's another gap. There's a gap between where you are and where you want to be if you're healthy. Only people that are lying say, oh yeah, everything's perfect. How long does it stay like that? Because we always raise our standards. Because one of the needs we have as human beings is to grow. If you don't grow, you die. It's not about your body. It's not about the money. It's not about the weight. It's about discovering what you're really capable of and experiencing that feeling of aliveness. And you can't have that unless you realize there's a gap. So if things are going really great in your business, usually, you know, your kids are not getting enough attention. And you feel bad about it, but oh, what are you doing? You got to handle it, right? Or if things are great with your kids, you're not taking any time for your own body. Or you're taking time for your body and you don't have time with your spouse. It's the nature of a human being that whatever we focus on will tend to get more of. If you focus on problems, you'll get more of them. If you focus on how to make something better, it'll get better if you really act on that focus. But we don't usually have a systematic way of looking at each of the areas of life that are most important. And in fact, most of us focus on things that aren't important and we make them too important. You know, I really believe that people in life are usually stressed simply because they're focusing on things and giving enormous energy to things that don't really matter that much. You know, we focus on to get all upset. And have you ever done that? I sure have myself. So upset about something, all the emotion. And you know what? 6 months from now, you don't even remember it. Maybe even 6 days from now, sometimes an hour from now. But you don't take the time to focus on the things that matter, like your body or your relationship or, you know, what's happening with your kids or your connection with God. Or, hey, you know, what do I really want for my life instead of keep doing the same stuff over and over and over again and trying to do it more and harder, even though you're not fulfilled? See, most people are afraid to look at what's missing. But you know what? The moment you can figure out what's missing, it won't be missing anymore because you can get a system, you can start to focus on it, you can start to move towards it, and you can achieve anything you put the focus and action into. anything anybody else has ever made happen. You have the same resources. You have the same nervous system. Some of us are bigger or stronger. Some of us have more background in one thing, greater education. But you know what? Those limits are not the real limits. The limits are the limits of our psychology, our mindset, our beliefs, and the feelings we have about them. If you believe that this is it, this is the best life's going to get, you're right. And if you believe, you know what, I don't care how bad it's been, I don't care how many times I've tried this doesn't work, this is going to do it, and I'm going to take action every day until I find the way, you will. And all you have to do is look around in life and see the examples of that everywhere. It's not people's background that makes them successful. It's their psychology. It's their mindset. It's do they have a way of consistently focusing on something, obsessing about something that's so important to them, and are they willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen versus talk about it? See, everybody's got a story about why they can't have what they want. And I'm here to tell you the only thing that stops us, and I'm not telling you, I've done this so many times, so I'm not pointing the finger, trust me. But the only thing that ever stops us from getting what we really want is the story we have about why we can't have it. And we all come up with those stories. So part of what we want to do in the next week is get rid of the stories, come up with the plans that are proven because they're based on people that have already succeeded at the highest levels, and then let you tweak it to your own style. You don't have to be crazy and insane like me. I know at times I want to talk too fast and I might be a little obnoxious. I don't mean to be. I really want to serve. But I got to do anything I can to get through to you because I really know what's possible. If you're at the top, you're not there. There's another level. And you're not going to be happy till you find it. Maybe it's a level of joy. You're the top of the money, or you're the top of your career, or you're the chairman of the company, but there's some new adventure awaiting you. And unless you keep finding it, life doesn't feel like life. It feels like a job. It feels like something you got to do. And there's nothing worse than feeling like you got to do versus you get to do. Life is a get to. And we so often convince ourselves it's a got to, and we wonder why we're not so happy.